Take a breath with me. It's Friday. 81 degrees in Kalamazoo. It's 3:08, 590 WKZO, and it is time for the Jeremy Lawrence Show. Glad that you're with us today. It is going to be a fantastic day, and we're looking forward to some time with you as we talk about so much stuff. I mean, we've had a couple of days worth of stuff that's happened that we have the opportunity to spend some time talking about. Of course, if you want to get in on all the action when we start talking about stuff, you can do so by giving us a call, toll-free, 877-382-4280. 382-4280 is the local number if you'd like to get in touch with us that way. Or you can also be a part of the show via text at 80373. Just text us the appropriate thoughts. We'll share those. Inappropriate thoughts we'll be chuckling to ourselves about, certainly. Chuckling to himself, because I'm not going to make him talk much at all, is producer extraordinaire. No, not Michael. He's taking a day off, so we decided to get the equally incomprehensible Derek. Hi, Derek.
Hello.
So, hope you don't mind. I'm going to pick on you like I usually do with Michael. It's a thing.
Not a problem.
So anyway, he's here with us. He's going to be the voice you chat with when you call on the phone before we get the opportunity to talk with one another. Of course, he's going to be the guy that also somewhere during the course of the program you'll have to be very nice to, because I'm going to be giving away a couple of movie tickets. Derek, it's not fair for you to take these, okay?
Okay.
So don't say that Derek from Kalamazoo got these, all right?
Okay.
So I know you want them, but we got to give them to somebody.
Okay.
So here's what we've got. A couple of tickets to go see The 100-Foot Journey. See, now Derek's not concerned about this. His wife would be all over this, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
But he's just kind of like, yeah, whatever.
I'll let him go.
Yeah. But I'm sure she probably would agree with my wife on this. Perfect date movie.
Yeah, definitely.
So anyway, if you're looking for that date movie, if you're looking to do it this weekend, you won't see Derek there. You won't see me there. We have other plans. But I'm sure at some point she's going to make me go to this thing, but should be a good one. Helen Mirren is in this one, and we've got tickets for you to see it at Celebration Cinema in Portage. It's a fantastic place to see a movie. We're going to give those tickets away sometime during the course of the program, so you get the chance to enjoy that. Also, invite you to check out the blog section of the website, WKZO.com. This was a fun one. You know, a lot of people have put together videos of President Obama singing, you know, where they splice together words and things like this. Well, this one, he's doing, you've heard that song Fancy, and there's been several different outtakes on that particular one, but somebody decided to have the president singing it. So that's our video of the day at WKZO.com. Also, the blog post of the day. You've been following things in the Middle East, Iraq, Syria, the group ISIS. You've followed them. We've mentioned them here. As we go along through this, you hear things that are worse and worse from them. Well, one of the things they said recently is rather a shock, and I spend a little bit of time talking about it on today's blog post. Both of those can be found at WKZO.com, so check them out for yourself, and you'll be able to read up on that. All right, several things we wanted to dig into today. Of course, you heard about it in the news. Prop 1 could end up back in the news and in the headlines, because it could end up in court. We'll talk a little bit about that a little bit later. Also, has the libertarian moment arrived in the United States? The New York Times sounded off on it. We'll have you sound off on it as well. Libertarians certainly have never been extremely popular, but they do have some interesting names of note that people can tie up with libertarian thoughts. And some of those names of note have actually gotten elected to some things, which is a little unusual, but could be a good thing. We'll talk about that a little bit later. Also, several other things we get the opportunity to do. One thing I wanted to do, and I really wanted to dig into this, yesterday. We just did not have the time with the Tiger game going on. But I wanted to talk a little bit about some of the comments that Dave Buskirk made, and these are things that appeared on MLive as a part of an interview that they had done, getting some comments from Dave Buskirk on his loss in the 60th District Democratic primary. Now, I've met Dave Buskirk personally a couple of times. He seems like a nice guy. I literally have no beef with the guy. I've heard him. I heard his pitch during the campaign, and I have to admit, he certainly had more of a moderate tint to what he was saying than his opponent. And that's not a slam on either one of them. I think it's just an observation on my part. But Dave Buskirk, he was the name everybody thought, all right, he's the guy with experience. He's the guy that very likely is going to end up winning the primary. And he lost, according to this article from yesterday, he ended up losing, and this was, I think it was 27% of the vote that he got, 59% for John Hoadley, who won that particular race, and Pamela Brown Goodacre got 14% of the vote. And that was honestly pretty good for her turnout, given that I don't know that she had a lot of budget. You didn't see, the campaign signs out so much for her. You did for Dave Buskirk. You did for John Hoadley. And Dave Buskirk did say, he says, it's an upsetting loss to me. It's an upset, I think, too. And, I can understand how upsetting it would be in that particular frame of mind. Now, he did say some other things. He made some comments. He says, now, when I started this a long time ago, it was about running to represent the people, not running to win an election. He congratulated the candidates who advanced from the primary, applauded everyone who put their name on the ballot. And then he made this comment, and I thought this was an interesting comment. He was talking about running for office and what he's done, and he served on the Kalamazoo County Board of Commissioners. He said that he looks forward to a life after politics and said, I said to my wife that when I lose one, that'll be it. I've been at it a long time, but that's okay. And I have to say this. I don't think if I really got the opportunity to sit down with Dave Buskirk, and I'd love this opportunity to sit down with him and just chat for a while. But, I think if I sat down and really talked with him, chances are we'd find a few different things that we disagree on. And that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. But I think from the standpoint of the local Democratic Party, I think they would be less than well served if they didn't reach out to him and try and find some place for him to serve, some place for him to be. Because I think he's an outstanding guy, an outstanding gentleman. And clearly from these comments that he made, he's taking the loss with grace. He is taking it with a lot of class. And I think, it reflects so well on what a classy guy he really is. I don't know, as I said before, I don't know that I would find myself in agreement with him on a lot of things. But I think I would agree with anyone who would come out with a statement about Dave Buskirk and say, what a classy guy. And I think he really has shown himself to be a classy guy in this. I think, if the Democrats are smart, and I don't know that they're going to take my advice on it, quite frankly, but I think if they're smart, they reach out to him, see if they can't find a place to be able to plug him in, because I think he's an outstanding guy. I think that while he did take a loss in this particular campaign, I don't know that that means that he would lose the next one for whatever office he'd be running for. So he says he's done. Hopefully they're reaching out to him to see if, maybe we can get you to do a little something else there. Because I think he's the kind of guy that you want running for office. And I find it so refreshing. And I find it refreshing with candidates with both parties in this area that when you get into a race that there's not that sense of nastiness going back and forth. There's not that sense of, let's cut off the opponent at the kneecaps. There really isn't that sense. There's a sense of let's talk about the issues. Let's talk about the things that matter to people. Let's let's get out there and you know, see if we can't convince one more person to vote for me than would vote for you. And that's really all that's negative that is said about opponents. And to see these candidates be able to interact with one another. I had the opportunity to turn out at a candidates forum, and there they were, Republicans, Democrats, some of them running for the same seats, next to each other in line, talking to one another, just, you know, and sharing laughs and that kind of thing. This was not a gathering of people that were upset with one another. This was not a gathering of people that felt like, gee, we're forced to stand next to each other. Boy, I hate him next to me. That's not there. And I think, you know, someone in the shoes of Dave Buskirk really showed tons of class in the most recent campaign, in the most recent election, and in these comments that he had to make. I think, you know, I just want to just say hats off to you, Dave. And, you know, even though he is stepping out of political office at the end of his term, and even though he's not running for anything, I would say for Dave Buskirk that he is welcome on these airwaves anytime. He is welcome sitting in the seat across from me. I would love to have a discussion with him about things and just be able to just have a little conversation sometime on or off the air. I think fantastic guy. All things considered, if you'd like to have a discussion about it or anything else when it comes to politics, in local politics, definitely, 877-382-4280, 382-4280 is the local number. 80373 if you'd like to comment via text and be a part of the program that way. And we will head on over to the phone lines right now and check in with Andy, who's standing by. Hi, Andy. Happy Friday to you.
Hey, how you doing? Yeah, you know, I tell you, there's definitely some characters that are lacking integrity in our political spectrum. I'm Republican. That's just kind of how I vote. Justin Amash, what a freaking moron.
It was amazing to me to see the way that he reacted in his victory speech. I thought to myself, you won. Just be graceful and move on.
What an absolute disgrace to the party, to the government. I just don't have any respect for him as a man. I mean, he acted like a 12-year-old. To hold political office, I don't get it. I just don't understand.
Now, Andy, you don't live in his district or anything, do you?
I do not, no.
You don't? Okay, all right. I guess the question I can ask, and it's a hypothetical thing, if you did, given that he's in the general at this point, would you think about voting otherwise?
I would not vote for him based on character. It's that simple.
Okay. All right. Well, and I think, you know, that's one of those examples of what not to do. And let's face it, on the other side of that campaign, I don't think Brian Ellis did any favors for himself either, given
Yeah, I'm not saying what Brian Ellis did was right either. But you know what? At some point, you got to man up and just get past everything. And he did not do that. He failed miserably in that department.
Well, and I think, you know, for Amash, he could have just simply, you know, accepted the concession and done so with grace and just said, you know, hey, it's time to unite.
He didn't have to say a word.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's the thing about it. He didn't have to say a word. He didn't have to mention it. He just... thank you. I appreciate the hard-fought campaign. Let's move on and get stuff done. But he chose not to do that, and that says a lot about a person as far as I'm concerned.
And the tough part about it is, you know, chances are real good he's going to end up back in Congress because it's a very conservative district. But that said, how many of his fellow congressmen are going to be willing to work with him after things like that?
Yeah, I don't know. It's it would seem to be very hard, and for me it would be. I mean, you know, we'd have to have a real long heart-to-heart and say, hey, you know what, this needs to be addressed. And now I feel he needs to address it. I think he needs to apologize.
I don't think you're going to get that from him. But
absolutely not. No. If he can't just let something like that go, there's no way that he's going to step up and apologize and admit he did something wrong.
Now, I definitely hear you, Andy. You know, I think the one good thing we can take away from it is, at the very least, looking around local politicians in this area, at least in this general vicinity, Kalamazoo, Portage, that kind of thing. I think we've been blessed with a great crop of them either side of the aisle. You don't see that nastiness that we saw in that race.
No, and I can appreciate that. You know, I mean, there's Democrats that have great ideas. There's Republicans that have great ideas. I just happen to side with the right a little bit more than the left, and that's okay. Mm-hmm. But nonetheless, for either side to come out with statements like that after you win an election against an opponent, that it's just absurd. Just absurd.
Absolutely. Andy, thanks for your call. I appreciate it.
Thanks a lot, Jeremy.
And we will continue on with the program. You know what? Prop 1, we thought this thing got passed, and it did. But now, it could end up in court. Oh, yeah, that's what we need, certainly. We'll get into the details up and talk a little bit further about it. And a little bit later, we'll check up, see what the weekend weather looks like. Keep it right here for all that and more as the Jeremy Lawrence Show continues. ...81 degrees in Kalamazoo, 590 WKZO. The Jeremy Lawrence Show, this portion brought to you by the Cancer Control Coalition of Southwest Michigan. Glad they're a part of the program. Well, 69% of us said yes to Proposal 1. But now, Warren Mayor James Fouts is saying no. And he decided, I have trouble even getting through this without expressing my opinion on it, but let me see if we can kind of slog through this. He said that the ballot initiative, the wording, was confusing, I'll give him that, and blatantly unlawful and fraudulent. He said people aren't aware of the fact that by voting for this, they took the personal property tax revenue away from every city in Michigan. Some cities are going to be hurt more than others. Warren depends on the personal property tax. See, there you go. That's what the real reason was behind all of that. Because he said that they'll lose $400,000 annually at the passage of Proposal 1. Now, here's the thing. Proposal 1 did provide for the replacement of that revenue. So it wasn't just a, hey, we're going to take money away from you and let businesses get off without paying their fair share. That's not what it was about. It was about being more competitive and about bringing some more business and bringing some more competition and that kind of thing to Michigan, which means, you know, better all around for all of us. Nevertheless, he feels like he wants to file suit on this. It's interesting to see how this is coming along. An election attorney, John Pirich, who has represented John Conyers and in court and various things like that. He said this. He says, you know what? The filing of this is bad timing. He says, was ratified by the people. Process was that it was placed on the ballot through the legislative mechanism that is available under the Constitution. If one had any objection or complaints, one should have brought those procedural issues before the question was placed on the ballot, before the campaign occurred, before the vote occurred. And I have to say I agree on that one. That one, it was there to be reviewed. It was there to go through the process. I think a lot of this ends up being sour grapes because he feels like, uh-oh, we're losing money. I like money. And what politician really doesn't like money? I think that's a lot of what it is, sour grapes to say, you know what? I hate that this got by. 69% of Michiganders said, you know what? We like this. It's the law at this point. So we'll see what happens with this going along further. We'll share a few comments, more comments as we continue ahead. Also, share a look at the weather forecast with the folks from AccuWeather here in just a little while. Keep it here. WKZO, it is the Jeremy Lawrence Show as we continue ahead. It is brought to you, at least this portion of the program is, by Heritage Christian Academy, your local pre-K through 12 school where faith turns friends into family. Glad that you're on board with us today. A reminder to you, if you haven't had the opportunity to do this yet, give us a text, if you will. Text NOW to 80373. Why, you ask? Well, this is how you can keep track of what the latest news is. A lot of the different breaking news that takes place in this area, these are things that we keep up with and we'll let you know about. Now, add to that that we're going to give you a little something for your trouble as well. If you do that, right now we've got a little contest going on where we are giving away some fantastic Dave Ramsey prizes. Going to be giving away some books like Entree Leadership, The Total Money Makeover, some good stuff there. And the man himself is coming to Grand Rapids on Thursday, September 11th. And we have some tickets to see him live and in person. So if you feel like, you know what, I love Dave Ramsey, I want to come out and see him, I want to get some cool stuff, here's the way you get it. You just, on your cell phone, grab it, type in 80373 is who you want to text, and then just text the word NOW, N-O-W. That's simple. You'll be entered, and you'll be also be on the list when breaking news happens. We let you know about some things every now and again when something takes place. It's that easy, that simple to be on with us and find out what's going on. So by all means, 80373 and text the word NOW to be in for that great drawing that we're having. All right. You know what? I want to be in on some great weather. And I don't know. I'm looking ahead here at the forecast. Doesn't look too bad. But let's get the authoritative word, and we check in with John from AccuWeather. Hi, John. Happy Friday.
Yeah, happy Friday to you, too. And, you know, I got a special guest appearance today in place of Bob Larson, who's enjoying this beautiful weather.
Mm-hmm. And good for him, too.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I wish I could enjoy it as much as he's enjoying it right now. And, you know, like you said, I mean, it looks like it'll actually continue all the way through the weekend. I think, you know, to be honest with you, the next chance of any precipitation probably won't come until Monday. And that'll just be in the form of some spotty thunderstorm activity.
Okay. Well, sounds pretty good. And, of course, Bob got to enjoy this because he got to the vacation request first, I'm sure.
Yeah. He beat me to it, that's for sure. Yeah. Whenever he's out, they fill me in. You know, they go, you know, grab the bottom of the barrel, you know.
Well, that makes you feel good, doesn't it?
Oh, of course.
All right. But, you know, looking ahead at this weekend of weather, you know, certainly – you know, Bob does prepare a word for us. I'm sure that that you have done so as well.
Yes, I have been forewarned from Bob, and I came up with magnificent.
Magnificent.
Yes.
I couldn't think of a better word if I tried, and I have.
You know, we always use delightful and I can't think of some other words, delightful and pleasant all the time. I'm like, I got to come up with a better word than those two. And I thought of splendid, and I'm like, you know, and I'm like, how about magnificent? So I put a little thought into it today.
Magnificent. You know, one of these days, we'll have to see if you can use the word awesome in a weather forecast.
Well, we could try that. We definitely could try that.
Now, I don't know if anybody would believe it, but, you know, we could try.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not sure that, you know, it would be approved, but, you know, we could try and throw that in there every now and then.
Sure. Now, John, let me ask you a question. Getting back to weather, since, you know, we're in the Mutual Appreciation Society here for a while, Sunday I'm seeing there is a possibility of a little bit of humidity entering the forecast, though. Is that so?
Yeah, a little bit. But, you know, for August, middle of August, it really is not going to be that bad. It's going to be a little bit more humid than during the day tomorrow, but really still, again, low for this time of the year. So, you know, no need to panic or anything like that, where it's going to be super humid. And, you know, temperatures are very seasonable as far as, you know, that's concerned. So, you know, just a great weekend to get out and do whatever outdoors, you know, whether to head to the lake, you know, do some, you know, at the pool or, you know, whatever, you know, outdoor plans you may
biking,
have.
Running,
hiking,
running,
yeah, whatever.
Fishing,
yeah.
You know, some
yeah,
people
everything.
Do that. Yeah.
Picnics, you know, you name it.
Or just stepping out on your balcony or stepping out your front door.
Whatever. That's right. Going for a walk, taking the dog for a walk or whatever.
Honestly, not even walking. Just standing there
and
enjoying it.
That you could do, too, and you know, put your feet up and maybe enjoy an adult beverage.
You know, there's so many options here. I'm just excited to get to the weekend. So, well, John, you have yourself a good weekend, and try and enjoy it at least as much as I'm sure Bob is enjoying his day right now.
Will do, and you do yourself.
Okay, all right. There's John from AccuWeather. You know what? He says we're having a good weekend here when it comes to weather, so I tend to believe him here. I think he's right on the money there, and it looks like it's going to be a good one. I don't know what your plan. At some point, I'm going to have to get out this weekend and do some running. I am going to have to because I've been out biking, but I've not been out running yet. And there is a 10K with my name on it coming up. So, yeah, going to have to get to work on that one a little bit. Derek's looking at me going, really? You? Come on.
No, I'm just kind of like, have fun with that.
Have fun. I'll be sitting in the air conditioning.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah,
I see how that works. All right. Well, Derek, you know what? I think it's time we give away these movie tickets.
Sounds good.
All right. So here's what we're going to have to do. Well, I'll tell you what we've got, just in case you're just joining us to say, movie tickets to what? It's to The 100-Foot Journey. And guys, if you're looking to score some points with the significant other, it's a date movie. So you can pull these out and go, here we go, movie tickets. She'll love you for it, and she won't even know where you got them. We'll know, but I'm not telling her, okay? And ladies, if you're thinking date movie, you could call in, you could win these things, and just tell him he's got to go. This is what my wife is doing with me, okay? So that's fine. He won't mind. And given that it's at Celebration Cinema in Portage, he's not going to mind that at all because they've got adult beverages there. They've got all sorts of different kinds of food. I mean, it's not just popcorn and candy like you get at your average theater. I mean, they've got pulled pork sliders. They've got French fries. I am addicted to their French fries, personally. Mm-hmm. So some great stuff there. All you have to do today is give us a call. 877-382-4280. And since Michael is out, we won't necessarily have you do the whole trivia question thing. But, Derek, pick a number for us so we know who it is that's going to win this.
Let's do 7.
Okay, caller number 7 is going to be the winner of these tickets. As I mentioned, the phone number is 877-382-4280. 382-4280 is the local number as well. We'll tell you who the winner of these tickets are. Just a little bit. You know, they're going to have themselves a good weekend. Before we get to the weekend, we're going to be talking about Prop 1. Yeah, you thought that thing got passed? It's back in the news. We'll tell you why here in just a little bit. And speaking of weather, it's 81 degrees, seeing some sunshine, maybe a couple of clouds out there in Kalamazoo, 590 WKZO, and it is the Jeremy Lawrence Show. Glad you could be with us here on a Friday. We had occasion to give away a couple of movie tickets, and we did so. It was the 100-Foot Journey, a couple of tickets to go see it at Celebration Cinema in Portage. Derek, who is it that now has weekend plans?
Soretta in Kalamazoo.
Soretta?
Yeah.
All right, then. Well, congratulations to you on winning those tickets. And if you're feeling like I am so left out, I did not get any of the tickets, well, for that movie, I can't help you. I'm out of tickets for that one. But you know what? There's some good ones coming out next week. The Expendables 3. If you're in on that particular, and Derek, his eyes lit up. He's like, yes!
That's going to be a good movie.
That is my movie right there. So you know what? I got some tickets for that this next week. We're going to give those away at some point during the course of the week, so you'll want to be a part of that also. I think there's a new Jeff Bridges movie coming out this next week. So looked like one of those alternate future kind of, and I'm not talking Tron, something different. I can't think. It's like The Giver.
I don't think I've seen anything on that yet.
It's interesting. I saw a preview on this a couple of weeks ago. Looks to be interesting anyway. But you know what? Jeff Bridges in it. It's a winner as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, yeah.
So. All right, so we move on talking about some things like Prop 1, for instance. Passed overwhelmingly by voters in the state of Michigan in the primaries, took place on Tuesday. Now, I say overwhelmingly, not necessarily by citizens, but by the people that actually showed up and voted. That said, it was 69% that stepped up and said yes to this thing. So you figure, all right, well, 69%, that means this is law, this is it. Not going to see much of a challenge to this. Oh, wait. Warren Mayor Jim Fouts has said he plans to file a lawsuit to overturn the passage of Prop 1. Personal property tax is being phased out by Prop 1. That's on business equipment, manufacturing equipment, that kind of thing. Governor Snyder has come out and said this was one of the two stupid taxes, he called. He says now those two are both gone. With this particular one, I mean, he said that the wording was confusing. I'll give him that one. It was confusing if you just read over the proposal itself. He said it was one-sided and blatantly unlawful. That was in a news release that he released on this, talking about what he plans to do. He's directing the city attorney in Warren to file a lawsuit in the Michigan Court of Claims. Basically, what's going to happen with Prop 1? It's going to be a phase out on industrial and some commercial equipment of the personal property tax between 2016 and 2023. That's been a tax that so many people in business have said, oh, you got to get rid of this. We can't. It's just keeping us from being competitive. Now, Kelly Rossman McKinney, she was on this program a week ago to talk about Prop 1, to talk about the benefits of it and that kind of thing. She's the communications director for Michigan Citizens for Strong and Safe Communities. And she said that the proposal was vetted by the legislature and legal counsel. She says she doesn't expect any problems with the language. She said legislature debated the idea in December 2012 and in February and March of this year. She says Fouts has had plenty of opportunities to express his concerns. She said she was also surprised that he's using taxpayer dollars to challenge this in court, and suggested that he might want to be cautious using city resources when a majority of voters in Warren supported the proposal. And she cited that the proposal won in every county in the state. So I think this one, I don't know. I think it's going to be short-lived, because you've got to realize when this went through the process of the legislature and review and all of that, they looked at the wording very carefully. Now, I think they could have looked at the wording and made it so that voters could actually know what it was. Because if you looked at the wording of it, the wording was confusing. But that said, if you did it in light of what you heard, the different definitions, all right, well, this is what it really means. If you did that and then you looked at the wording, you can go, okay, I could see it. I don't know that this is going to get anywhere. Now, one of the things that that Warren Mayor Jim Fouts had said is it's going to cause his city to lose somewhere in the neighborhood of $400,000 a year. And I think that's the thing that's really driving this, is he feels like, all right, we're going to lose some money here. So that means we need to challenge this because, well, we like money. But here's the thing, is Prop 1 set up so that there would be money there to take care of the money that would be lost over the loss of the personal property tax. This was widely supported by Democrats and Republicans across the state. This was supported in such a big way. I mean, look at the way the campaign went on this one. There were an awful lot of groups out there. Groups like Kelly Rossman McKinney's group, Michigan Citizens for Strong and Safe Communities, among others. And one of the things that you saw in any of the articles that were out there leading up to the election is this phrase, or this or something like it, that says there is no organized dissent to Proposition 1. Now, there were some people that came out and said, nope, don't like it. There were people that called into this program and said, no, I'm not sure about it. It needs to be a little bit better. I think that they were right on the money in terms of the language needed to be better. It took me a while to come around on it, just simply because of the whole idea of, well, we need to make sure that police and fire are funded well. But in the end, I think for me, what won out was the idea that businesses were going to be better off with this kind of thing out of the way, and instead you're going to see more competitiveness when it comes to Michigan business. Now, I think, you know, they're going to put this through the court. Will the court decide, all right, let's put a stay on this? That's the big question. And I think if that is the big question there, I think, first of all, I think the courts would be smart to say, you know what, this has been reviewed legally. We're not even going to pay any attention to this. We're going to know this. You don't have a case. But in this time where there's an awful lot of litigation that goes around and a lot of different things that we hear about, it'll probably show up in court. I think if they're smart, they don't necessarily put a stay on that. They say, all right, we're going to continue to move this ahead because, you know, we're fairly confident. But, all right, we'll review that. But at the same time, you've got to look at what motivates the case to begin with. And I think it's the whole idea that I think we're going to get less money and I don't like that. See, he feels like, you know what, it's going to force him into a situation of going, got to raise taxes. And I don't know if you look at eventually when we look at how we fund all of this somewhere down the line, maybe it will get to that point. Let's hope not. I tend to think if you support business in any way, particularly like this, there are going to be businesses that instead of investing that money in tax dollars, they're going to invest that money in jobs. They're going to invest that money in, you know what, we've been needing to get new equipment for a long time. Let's do that. That's going to mean jobs. And they've already said 15,000 jobs are going to be added to the Michigan economy. Think about what that's going to do. You're not just talking about 15,000 people. You're talking about 15,000 families. Now, break it down. Your average family is a family of four, sometimes less, sometimes more. But we'll just say, all right, four for the sake of argument, and you know, instead of the 1.2 children that everybody have. So if you're doing this, you go, okay, well, 15,000 jobs, that's going to affect roughly 60,000 people. That's pretty good. And if you inject 15,000 jobs and the money that goes with that into the economy, you're going to see a better situation going on. You're going to see more tax dollars coming in. And then I think, you know what, we're going to be able to afford some of this stuff that we lost otherwise with the personal property tax. I think that's what's motivating this the whole way, as he thinks, I'm going to have to raise taxes. I'm not going to be popular. I'm not, you know, and he says, well, you know, I'm doing this because I heard from some senior citizens that were confused about it. Well, I get your confusion about it. Because if you read this, you go, what does this mean? Unless you have the definition in front of you. That said, if you're confused, you always have the ability to vote no, which apparently 31% of the people did. I think this one goes away eventually. Next hour, we're going to be talking about Aramark. Something happened with them. Also, the Libertarians. Has their time come? That's the second of hour, the Jeremy Lawrence Show.
Kalamazoo's news, weather, and traffic station is 590 WKZO. Kalamazoo.